Chapter 26, Part 3. Rishi Narada visits Yudhishthira. The Pandavas passed their days discussing spiritual topics and the art of kingship, and also hearing the Brahmins' recitation from scripture. They also underwent a daily regimen of physical training to keep themselves fit as warriors. Draupadi cooked wild roots and vegetables gathered in the forest. Then she placed everything on the dish the sun god had given her and would offer the food to the Lord. From the inexhaustible plate, she was able to feed hundreds of sages. Then she would feed her husbands, and after everyone else had eaten, she would accept her own meal. Besides the Brahmins who resided near the Pandavas, many traveling Brahmanas stopped to see Yudhishthira. From them, Yudhishthira learned that Arjuna was performing severe asceticism in the Himalayas. The Pandavas and Draupadi felt pain to hear of it, and so they prayed that he would soon achieve the goal of his mission and return. One day, Yudhishthira saw the effulgent Rishi Narada standing before him. After the Pandavas had worshipped him, the sage offered his blessings and asked if there was anything he could do for them. Yudhishthira bowed before Narada and said that he wished to travel to various pilgrimage sites. He asked Narada which sites would be most beneficial for them to visit. Narada told Yudhishthira of the many holy places they could see. Narada also informed Yudhishthira to request the rishis who were living with the Pandavas to accompany them. "In this way, O king, you will receive great merit. The paths to the Tirthas I have described are infested with Rakshasas. Only you are able to visit such holy places, and thus enable these Brahmanas to see them as well." Narada assured Yudhishthira that by traveling to the holy places, the Pandavas would have the opportunity to meet such glorious rishis, rishis such as Valmiki, Kashyapa, Atri, Vasistha, Markandeya, and others. "O Yudhishthira, soon the powerful sage Lomasha will come here. Go with him to the Tirthas. In this way you will attain everlasting fame, fame equal to that of the kings Mahavisha, Yayati, and Apururava. You will destroy your enemies and recover all that is rightfully yours. Like King Bhagirath, Manu, and even Lord Ramachandra, you will rule the earth and shine among kings as the sun shines among stars."